The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Okay, so you get there. They give you a hard key, not an electronic key, not the key card.
There's a key.
There is a interesting artwork of a couple making out.
Yeah.
A mirror over the bed.
And a tattoo-covered man at the front desk.
Yeah, at the front desk. So, I mean, you know, it's like...
On his face.
This is like a cartel cover-up here in Naples, Florida. And you got to understand, this is Naples, Florida. There are more millionaires in Naples, Florida per capita than any other city in America.
Oh, it's pretty buttoned up with that stuff,
It's wealthy. Mm-hmm. So here we are. We're in this deal, and I'm looking around, and I look over, and there's like this little skinny, curved sex couch up against the wall, and above it... In Spanish, there is a drawing of 8 different ways to use the couch.
Ah. And so you're sure it was a sex couch,
because there were pictures.
It was an illustrated sex couch.
Illustrated sex couch.
And so this is all from your buddy getting like a Groupon for a hotel.
He's the cheapest dude on the planet.
He put group in the Groupon.
Right. In my mind, I'm thinking this could be a television show of motels in America. I mean, places you don't go or don't even know exist. I literally... Because of the mirrors that were on the wall in the corner, I almost walked into the pole. The pole that was there in the corner.
Oh, there's a stripper pole?
There was a stripper pole. And so I said, okay, obviously I'm not going to stay here.
More than an hour.
I said, but I'm going to make this worth my $55. I'm going to get on Facebook, go live. And I think to date about 1.5 million people have watched.
Wow.
This deal, because we swung on the pole. I laid on the bed, took a video of myself. I mean, my skin crawled for 3 days after that. I literally came home from Florida, laid in my bed at home, and I told my wife, I said, I've got to go take another shower.
We were in the shower going, so dirty. I'm scrubbing myself.
But the beauty of it, dirty. These are the little things that I find funny. Like, I walked in the bathroom, and you know how normally you have your array of soaps, lotions, conditioners, and shampoos. No. There was one square bar of soap. That's the only...
Already open?
It wasn't open, but that was the only thing that was in there. I was expecting there to be prophylactics and just an array. No, it was very utilitarian. I'll put it that way. It was bare bones. And so here's my perverted mind. And I'm sorry, Mother. I really am. You did a better job than what you came out with, Mom. We did the show that night. Great crowd. And then we go, I said, you know, just for kicks, I left the door cracked to the hotel room. Because we didn't stay there. We went and got another room.
Right.
And I left the key on the deal and said, I left the door cracked. I said, let's go around there and see what's really going on at that hotel at midnight. It was still a ghost town. But we went back in and we did a second video in there at night. I don't know, like 400,000 people watched this thing. I couldn't believe this was happening in Naples, Florida.
Wow.
I'm like, what is this a cover-up for? What happens here?
I think you got a show there. You're right. Odd hotels in America. Check out Chad Prather on Twitter. It's at Chad Prather, or excuse me, Watch Chad on Twitter, or watchchad.com.
Right.
That's it. I get them both right?
You got it. All right. Of course, for entertainment and kicks and giggles and all that stuff, go to politicalcowboy.com.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.